It's one of those good hot days, you know.
Yeah. A lady in Arkansas made a three-way distinction for me. She said that horses sweat, men perspired, and women glistened.
Well, I never heard of that.
They're very polite about it.
Yes, they are.
These places that sometimes pop up on your skin have a little white spot right in the middle, and it's red around that. Sometimes you have to mash them to get that stuff out.
A little pimple.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard it called anything else?
No, I don't recall.
Or say, when you heat water, you say you're going
Boil?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, there's a difference there, too.
What's the difference?
Well, a boil is much worse than a pimple. Well, a pimple's just a little old spot or something. Mm-hmm. A boil is pretty bad.
That stuff that you mash out, what do you call that? We
call it, core or pus or corruption.
Yes, ma'am. And say if I got stung by a bee, my hand might begin to
swell.
In the past, you'd say yesterday it
swelled.
And it's been.
And swollen.
When people get blisters on their hands, you know that fluid inside a blister? Mm-hmm. What have you heard people call that?
I don't know if I've ever heard that called anything. Just a water blister.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Or say if somebody got accidentally shot or stabbed, you might have to take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound.
And if that wound doesn't heal cleanly, you have some kind of scaly, flaky white flesh form around it. What kind of flesh would you call that?
I believe they used to call it proud flesh. I don't know if that they still do or not.
I guess that. Or if I had accidentally cut myself, in order to prevent infection, I might go to the medicine cabinet and get some
iodine or methylate, something like that. Well, other things you can put on it too, I reckon.
Yes, ma'am.
But you usually think of those two things.
Yes, ma'am. Do you know this bitter powder that people used to take for malaria?
Quinine?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
Ever had to take any of that?
Everybody took that or they lived around here.
Right. Say, somebody died. Have you ever heard people use any other expression if they didn't want to just come out and say so-and-so died?
Well, they passed away or passed on.
Have you ever heard anybody say just passed?
Yes, the Negroes.
Say that. Uh-huh.
They say that.
Yes,
you can read the, they don't separate the death notices anymore in the paper, and you can just go down the paper and read and pick them up.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way they are worded.
Pardon?
By the way it's worded.
What do you mean?
Well, you can tell that by the way the thing's worded, the words they use.
I see. Can you think of an example off the top of your head besides that one?
One thing, they always mention Humpty Nine survivors. And that's one way, and then that usually when I just read down the way it says he passed or something like that. That's
a good one.
You got the wrong one then.
Right.